This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Okay, prices are still rising overall, yes, but the consumer price index out today is better than expected. The annual inflation rate, 7.7% last month, is the smallest increase we've seen since January. Some big categories, fruits and vegetables, dairy, apparel, and airline fares, fell. And all this suggests those higher interest rates may be starting to work. Marketplace's Sabree Benishore fills us in.
The level of inflation in October was mildly good news.
We're starting to see the initial signs of a slowdown in inflationary dynamics.
Gregory Dacko is chief economist at Ernst & Young. Goods prices, not counting food and energy, fell 0.4%.
Which is tied for the largest contraction outside of a recession since the early 1970s.
Yes, if you measure year over year, goods prices are still up 5%, but that's a lot better than the 12% they were up earlier this year. Eric Winograd is chief U.S. economist at AllianceBernstein.
I think we should take some comfort from the idea that the supply chain is healing, and is healing quite rapidly.
Used car prices dropped sharply and have been falling consistently since July. Food prices still rising, but more slowly than they have in months. The price of services, seasonally adjusted, actually fell in October. On the other hand,
you never want to put much weight on 1 month of inflation.
Alan Detmeister is an economist at UBS.
A lot of people got really excited about the slowing back in March. A lot of people got excited about the slowing in July. And neither of those turned out to be a sustainable slowing.
Detmeister says a lot of categories whose prices are driven by wages, think haircuts or restaurants, prices there are not slowing down. That said, he is optimistic that we are past the inflation peak finally. Joe Gagnon is at the Peterson Institute and says this would mean the Fed could soften its interest rate hikes.
Another month like this would certainly support a slowdown to 50 basis points or even 25 pretty soon.
Still, he says, on inflation, there is a long way to go. In New York, I'm Sabree Benishore for Marketplace.